Welcome to Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. I'm your host, Jill Jardine, Master's in Counseling Psychology, longtime professional astrologer, psychic healer, and yogi. Check out this very special episode, Crypto Cryptic Post Ecliptic, featuring my guest, Clairvoyant SL369. We're going to discuss a lot in this episode, including the eclipse fallout, the upcoming Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus, ching, 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 money, and discuss the charts of some of our favorite cryptocurrencies, including Matic, DOT, Solana, Dogecoin, and of course, Bitcoin and more. So stay tuned. Welcome to the episode Crypto Cryptic Post Ecliptic featuring my guest SL369. We're so glad to have her back because there's so much action going on with cryptocurrency. Stay tuned till the end when she gives us her hot tips about which crypto coins are good bets. We also are going to discuss why we all need to get cash back. Cash is king. And we'll talk about that, as well as the upcoming Jupiter-Uranus conjunction and how that's going to be boosting cryptocurrency. And who is SL369? If you've been under a rock for the last 4 years, SL369 is a cryptocurrency clairvoyant who has been channeling visions about cryptocurrency coins since 2018. SL369 has an 80 to 85% accuracy with her crypto visions. SL stands for Starseed and Lightworkers. The number 369 was inspired by Nikola Tesla's theory that these numbers are the key to the universe. SL369 shares her crypto visions on Telegram, Twitter, and her YouTube channel, as well as her own website. You'll see those in the show notes. SL369 and Jill Jardine are not financial advisors. This podcast is for entertainment purposes. SL369 is a clairvoyant and Jill Jardine is a professional astrologer who looks at the stars. I'm so happy to have back SL369. Welcome, SL.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you? It's been a wild ride, huh?
Yeah, it's been like a few months we haven't spoken.
Yeah, since I think we did something in January at the beginning of the year. And it's been, as I said, Mr. Toad's wild ride. But here we are, crypto cryptic post-ecliptic. We came off of the solar eclipse of April 8th. Then we hit that Saturn-Mars conjunction of April 10th, and a war broke out between Israel and Iran. And then a couple days later, the crypto market tanked a little bit. So what's up with that?
Yeah, I think you were right. And a lot of astrologers predicted that the market would drop in April because we have an eclipse. So there's a war broke out on Friday. And then the market dumped a little. And then on Saturday, I think on the 14th, the market has a bigger dump. Actually, altcoin dropped by 30%. Some coin dropped by 40%. Bitcoin only dropped about 8%, between 6 and 8%.
So all is not lost. And don't forget, we also have a Mercury retrograde from April 1st to the 25th. So all month. So what happens in Mercury retrograde doesn't always make it out of Mercury retrograde. So all that's done can be undone, folks. So don't think this is a death sentence, so to speak, for cryptocurrency or even the war started. All of this will unravel itself because it was beginning at Mercury retrograde. And for those who want to know, well, when's the next Mercury retrograde cycle? Pretty much all of August 2024. From the 5th of August to the 28th. So here we are, SL369. What do you want to share with the listeners? We were talking off mic about the importance of getting cash back.
Before we actually talk about cash, can we finish up some important topic about the eclipse?
Absolutely.
So right now, the market dropped. So do you see any more like small drop, a big drop for this month or May that we need to be concerned about, or the drop is finished for April?
Well, I think there'll still be some dwindling, some dropping, but we do have an epic historic conjunction coming up here, April 18th through the 24th of April 2024. And that's the Uranus-Jupiter conjunction in Taurus. And Taurus is a money sign. And the last time we had this Uranus-Jupiter conjunction in Taurus, it was in 1941. And what happened is a lot of stimulus financially came back into society. Granted, it was World War II, and women went back to work and were paid men's wages, which was unprecedented at that time. So there's going to be a lot of financial developments, and I believe crypto is going to get impacted in a positive way by that. So that's coming right up here. So I think it might, you know, what could be a very deep dump, I think it's going to be mitigated by the Uranus-Jupiter conjunction. And we have some of the charts of some of the favored cryptocurrencies, and some of them are going to get a very big boost and benefit from that Uranus-Jupiter conjunction at 21 to 22 degrees Taurus, because it activates one of their good planets. So stay tuned for that information. But yeah, to answer your question, I don't think it's going to be like a very deep drop. And it looks like the market's going to come back. We just have to be aware of the next eclipse window that comes on September 17th with a full moon lunar eclipse, the sun in Virgo, moon in Pisces. That's definitely going to throw a whammy. And then there's another solar eclipse, not at the extent of the one we had here on April 8th, but there's a solar eclipse coming on October 2nd, which is a new moon in Libra. So we're going to see the pendulums go back and forth. That's going to be a little bit of a shaky time. And as I said, pretty much all of August is Mercury retrograde. So I think we may see things really reboot during the time in May after we get through this Scorpio full moon on the 23rd of April. I think by the time we get to the Taurus new moon on May 7th, we might be seeing some good indicators of the crypto markets coming back. May 23rd is a full moon in Sagittarius, but I think we're going to really see things starting to pick up and start rocking and rolling as we get into June. June feels really good. There's a new moon in Gemini on June 6th, which is going to have some propulsion behind it. And then that will continue through July. And then August could be a little bit of a wave on the screen there where it's a little up and down, but that's what I see.
So to summarize, April 18 until April 24th, the market like basically going up.
There's going to be something that happens. So it may not be during those days, but that's a trigger time for financial markets to start having some kind of boost. It's a trigger. There's going to be, I predict that some kind of stimulus is going to be put into the economy, at least here in the United States, if not the world. There's some kind of stimulus to, you know, get jumpstart economic things. It could be a cutting of rates and other interventions to get people, you know, back in a hopeful state of mind regarding the economic outlook for the future. Uranus is the collective, and Jupiter is the cosmic Santa Claus, and Jupiter likes to bestow abundance. So when Jupiter and Uranus come together, I think it's going to be some kind of boon, not a lack. Uranus is, there's a surprise to it though. So something surprising is going to happen. This could happen on the global stage too, that will give new hope. Remember, Pluto has been in Aquarius since January, plodding along, bringing in the Aquarian age, and Pluto just went into the second degree of Aquarius around April 15. So it's moving forward until it goes retrograde May 3rd. But still, we've got some nice Jupiterian blessings flowing out with the Uranian, you say Uranian, I say Uranian, changes that are going to be coming up too, that I feel this is all positive.
Very nice. So I have two dates that I want to like verify with you. April 26th and April 27th. What do you see for the market?
Okay. Can I ask you why I'm looking at these dates, April 26th and April 27th?
I want to know, is the market going to perform favorably, or are they going to have a correction on those dates?
Well, Interestingly enough, those are the 2 days after Mercury goes direct, and there's a moon in Sag, which tends to be more optimistic. So I don't see like a big up or down, but there could be, and again, we're coming off of the exact conjunction of Uranus with Jupiter. So I think there could be a bump up, to be quite honest. I don't know that it gets sustained, but because I feel May could be a little bit temperamental, but I feel there could be a bump up on that day.
Oh, very nice. Talking about the war, is it finished or it just started?
Well, you know, I'm no Nostradamus, but I know that he did say things about the Middle East being the hotbed. And I just think what it is, if we want to look through different eyes, because again, it's the old order. It's the third dimensional density going out, kicking and screaming with the old boys who are running these governments and holding up the old karmas of religious wars that played out in that area for thousands and thousands of years. So I think we need to look at it and not put energies into it that could be fearful. Let's look at it as a pathway to peace and perhaps the residual of old karmas playing out and not the future, because I really think that that's what's happening. And it's happening, these old karmas and people's, you know, residual fear, anxiety is all coming to a surface. It was very, very amplified before the eclipse. And the first wave of people felt the release of these old patterns in their own psyche, subconscious, ancestral DNA. So there was a lot of release around the eclipse, although leading up to it, I know a lot of people, no matter what level of consciousness they were on, it was very, there's a lot of fear and anxiety floating around. Now, even despite these what feel like doom and gloom scenarios playing out in the world, I think we need to stay positive. I think people need to align with the reality that they want to be living, which, you know, we like to talk about the fifth dimensional reality, which is alignment with the heart. And there's a lot of releasing going on. There's a lot of releasing, getting rid, clearing space, getting rid of all this old energy. And so sometimes that's equals death. Pluto is going through Aquarius. There's a death happening, but we can also be having a transformation, purification, purging, and rebirth at the same time because we're getting out of linear time. So this is crazy what's happening on the planet. All these old timelines are playing out, and I do believe what's happening in the Middle East is an old timeline playing out. And I think there are probably enlightened players on both sides, although, you know, you won't hear about that in the media. So I think that there could be diplomacy and there could be resolution. But then we also have the unconscious types on both sides. So, you know, pray for peace is the way we go. Very nice. Welcome to 2024. This is Jill Jardine, host of Cosmic Scene, international astrologer. Hey, go to my website, jilljardineastrology.com, to my shop page and book a reading so that you can find out what the stars have in store in 2024 for you personally. Welcome back. My guest is crypto clairvoyant SL369, and we're going to break down May, June, and July by dates of transiting planets and what might be the more tentative times and what might be the better times for crypto market. So what was it that you wanted to know, SL?
Yeah, so maybe 2 months ago, my spirit guide already told me that May and June, the market will be really good. So I still wanted to get like some specific date, if you have it for astrology, from astrology.
Okay, I feel that we're still within eclipse fallout. So the actual, until we hit that new moon in May, which is going to be a month out from the last eclipse, the solar eclipse, and that new moon is the new moon in Gemini on June 6th. I think, you know, it's going to be up and down. But even I don't think we're fully in the clear in May to like having things go up. May and June, I think, are going to be really good thanks to the Gemini energy. So I would say after we've got Venus going, and Venus is going to be in Taurus from the 29th of April to May 23rd. That could help quite a bit too. And it's around the same time that Jupiter is still going through Taurus, Uranus is going. So that actually could work in our favor here in early May. But just psychically and putting together all the transits, it looks like the end of May may be even more active from the 23rd on, when we've got the Sun, we've got Venus in Gemini, and we've got Mars going through Aries. Now, the problem with Mars going through Aries from the 30th of April to June 9th, we could still see some volatility with global affairs and with warlike scenarios. So that can also affect people's confidence in markets of all types. So it's going to be after we get Mars out of Aries on the 9th of June through July 20th that I think things are going to start picking up. And Mercury is going to be going into Cancer, which is going to make things better on the home front. So I mean, if I was going to pick a time, I think end of May to June are going to be really optimistic and really start bringing, you know, things up quite a bit with the crypto markets. I think those are going to be very more positive times than what we saw before the eclipse. So, and people have to remember, though, in general, eclipse fallout actually lasts for 3 months, but that's more in people's personal lives. A lot of people leave their bodies and leave the planet. If it's hot in the kitchen, they got to get out. But there's a lot of changes. Again, they were a little delayed because of Mercury retrograde to have the eclipse. So we're not going to really see full effects until May and June. And I think May, Taurus energy can sometimes be slow and sluggish. And yes, we're having an epic conjunction those degrees will still be activated by inner planets going over them. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of talk about finances and about the markets, all the markets and boosting the economy. But I don't think it will really get going until we go into Gemini, which is more of a movement sign than Taurus. So that's June. So, you know, late May into June looks really, really good. July will be riding the wave still, but a lot of water, you know, Cancerian energy. So yeah, not as busy as maybe all the planets in Gemini. And then we're going to start hitting that August window when it could get a little dicey because of the retrograde and we're a month out from eclipses. But I think we could, even though Mercury's retrograde during most of August, I think we can ride a bit of a wave there when it goes direct at the end of the month. And that would be the 28th through. There could still be some really good stuff going on despite Mercury retrograde and leading maybe about 10 days until about September 7th when we're 10 days out from the first eclipse.
Mm-hmm. So in June, the market go up. Do you see that like mostly the whole month will go up or just partial of the month?
I think early month is going to be pretty busy. Early June feels really good.
Early June. Okay. Yeah. And then how about July?
July is going to be kind of weird. July could be good because Mars is in Gemini. So that can bring a lot of movement. And then we got Venus in Leo. So that's really, you know, that's going to amplify whatever's going on. So and usually, you know, those Leo's a bright, sunny sign and Gemini is, you know, a social sign. So I see that as better. But then we got Mercury going into Virgo, which is the sign where we're going to have the eclipse. It's going to be when the Sun's in Virgo. So that goes in 7:25 to 8:14. So that's where I think the end of July could kind of get a little weird. We could have some ups and downs at the end of July into August. And then it kind of breaks up a little bit and there could be a little boon or not so little big boost coming in at the end of August into early September, let's say a couple weeks there, last week in August, first week in September, that could be actually really, really good. But then it's going to dump as we get closer to that eclipse in September.
So the eclipse in September is the 17th, right?
Yeah, 17th. And it's a lunar eclipse. The Sun will be in Virgo, but the Moon will be in Pisces. And, you know, Pisces, love all those Pisces out there, but that sign can be a little bit wishy-washy, you know, and then we're going to go into Libra, another wishy-washy sign. And no offense to our Libra friends, but these are more, you know, Pisces can kind of like wash out like gains. You know, it's more of it could be like a little bit of a washout around that full moon. It's great for spiritual stuff. Do your spiritual work and do your affirmations, but not so good for worldly things under a Pisces full moon. Mm-hmm. Better for spiritual things. So that's why that's going to be a tough one. And then a Libra new moon, October 2nd, new moon solar eclipse, again, kind of like the companion to the eclipse we had on the 8th. So I don't feel like that's going to be very good. That's going to be very wishy-washy, up and down, those Libra scales will not find stability. So I do think, though, there's going to be some really good money to be made in crypto this summer.
People in crypto try to figure out a pattern. They said that sometimes the market have a correction or a dump. I want to ask you about August. Is there any date in August that the market has a little pullback?
Yeah, there's a full moon in Aquarius on the 19th of August, but I think it might be actually pretty good leading into that. But then the next day, the 20th to about the 29th, 20th to the 28th, I think there's a correction and it could go down. And then it might gear up from, let's say, about the 30th, 31st through probably about like the 10th, right a week before the lunar eclipse. There's going to be a bit of a rally.
So this August correction, is it going to be a small correction or big one?
You know, it's hard to call that because of the fact that we haven't had an eclipse in September in recent years. So it's interesting because generally about 2 weeks before an eclipse or the month before, you start seeing the writing on the wall where things are starting to. August, there's some other things that are contributing to it being good. Like even though Mercury is going to be retrograde, it still may give it a little boost because Mercury retrograde can be deceiving. It can look like it's getting better. Yeah, regarding August, I think it's kind of weird because Mercury's retrograde, and I think there may be something happening in the collective in this country about the election that goes down in August into the eclipse in September. So that's going to throw everything off. That's why it's hard to read because whatever's going to go down, we don't really have an indicator yet. So August is going to be sort of all over the place. And I'll leave it with that.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. And then my spirit guide said September, the market will reverse. So which means that if it go up in, if the market will go up throughout the summer, in September, it will reverse, which means that, you know, the price will go back down.
Yes, I agree, because again, there's going to be some political stuff going on. We're coming out of Mercury retrograde. We got eclipses, and there's some other factors thrown in there in September that will, I think, confidence and things are going to change in late August and September, and it could throw off the trajectory. So I agree with that.
So the eclipse date for the fall is September 17 into October 2nd, right?
Right. So that two-month window is going to be really, really difficult. September 17th through October 7th. And then you have to give it a couple weeks leading up to and a couple weeks after to really get a clear indication. But I think we're going to actually have a good November this year. December's another Mercury retrograde, so that could kind of screw things up. But we're going to be doing another podcast and talk more about August, September, October, November, December. Because I just think it's too soon to like get the vibes of what's going to go down. I like to get vibes about 3 months in advance. Stay tuned when SL and I come back and we look at different crypto coins that could be good bets and look at some of the astrology. Welcome back to the part of the episode where I look at the astrology charts of certain cryptocurrencies, and SL369 will give you the tips on hot coins. So what did you want me to look at?
Yeah, so we spoke off air about Shiba. I asked about 2025, and then you said that 2025 Shiba do a little better than this year.
Yeah, Shiba was kind of eclipsed here with that April 8th eclipsed because it occurred in its 10th house of public life, and it was sitting right on its natal Mars in Aries. So that's kind of taking the wind out of the sails a bit for Shiba this year, at least for the next 6 months. I see that 2025 will be better because Jupiter will be coming over the Venus in Gemini and the North Node in Gemini in Shiba's chart. So I think 2025 around springtime should start having a nice boon.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Dogecoin.
Okay.
What do you think about what do you see for it? This year?
Well, Dogecoin, very interesting. Pluto, they have a moon in Aquarius, and Pluto is in Aquarius. It's a few degrees away. It's a slow mover. So I think they're going to be building some steam this year into next. However, the lunar eclipse that happened on March 25th occurred on their Uranus and Aries. So there could be some up and down with them. And again, I feel like they're building steam for 2025, 2026. And they will build steam. There will be some very good resources and financial flow for Dogecoin when Pluto comes close to its moon.
Are you saying that for the rest of the year, Dogecoin is not doing as well as for the past few months? Or,
well, I think that from April till about, it'll be up and down throughout the summer compared to some of the other coins.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could have some big climbs, but then it could have a fall. It's going to be erratic. Let's just put it that way.
And then 2025, the first 6 months of 2025, what do you see for Dogecoin?
I think it's going to start picking up, especially in February when we have a lot of planets in Aquarius, including Pluto coming over its natal moon in the second house of money. I think it's going to do really good February and then build steam throughout 2025. It may not do as well. February looks like it's a high point. There's eclipses next year in March, so that could affect it.
Okay, let's talk about a really interesting coin, Solana.
Yes. Solana, coin of the sun. So interesting, the eclipse occurred on its natal sun in Aries at 20 degrees. So, you know, it's kind of hanging out in the background. It's been eclipsed for, however, something huge is going on with Solana. The Pluto has been sitting on its Saturn. That's been removing some major karma obstacle. Something that's been an obstacle for Solana, as far as I think even knowledge about it or information about it, is going to start getting out. The eclipse happening on its sun, though, not a good sign for the next 3 months. But, you know, Pluto back and forth over at Saturn all year is, again, removing some kind of major obstacle. And that Pluto will be close to a trine to its Venus in 2025 and 2026. So, again, it's one that temporarily got eclipsed, but there's going to be some cool things happening with that coin.
So can you look at the calendar for May and September for Solana?
Yeah. What do you want to know?
Do you see it will rise in September? No, May and September. Do you see Solana will rise in May?
Yeah, it could get a bump up in September. Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in its seventh house. Jupiter will come over its Venus in late May. So that could help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then September, with all the planets in Virgo, Libra, I don't think it's going to get as much help then.
How about August?
August, fellow fire sign, Leo, and it could get some help in early August.
Do the price drop in August?
Probably at the end of August it will.
All right. Then how about early 2025 for Solana?
I think it's going to start really moving along very well because something that has been an obstacle is removed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that could be?
Solana have a few obstacles.
Okay. Well, it's chipping away slowly but surely. So no great, you know, it's suffering from cryptic post-ecliptic blues, so not doing so well for the next 3 months.
So Solana, I don't know it's astrology, but it went ballistic from October into like maybe February or March. It went from, I think, $8 to, let me see, $210 around then, from $8. Have a big run up all the way to $210. So are you saying that for the next few months, the run up will be not as big as
the last few months? Yeah, the only thing I can see astrologically that would have created that was Jupiter going over Uranus. So it was like a bit of a surprise. But Pluto was still in Capricorn and not getting close to the Saturn, but not really in play as much. So that was kind of interesting.
interesting the past few months or the upcoming few months?
Well, what you said happened to it last year. This year, it's still there's still some clearing going on here.
Yeah, Solana took everyone by surprise. It was the first runner. It went from $8 to $200. Oh,
Solana will be back.
This year or next year?
Next year.
Oh. That's a long wait.
Well, and some there could be some interesting stuff going on again. Like it, some Pluto's going to go back to 1 degree. Probably in, weirdly enough, it could do something strange again, like a surprise everybody in July.
Okay.
Pluto goes back to that degree, to its degree of Saturn, and then again at the very end of the year.
Good surprise?
I think so.
Okay.
But temporary. So,
Can we talk about XRP?
XRP. XRP. Let's see. Their moon was affected. Well, we don't really have their exact time. Oh, they're going to get a nice boost. Jupiter-Uranus conjunction sitting on their south node in their second house of money. So something like gains that did not come will come back to XRP. Gains that were not able to get earlier will come back. And I think the timetable for that is actually late May and June.
Oh, nice. So only 2 months.
Yeah. Well, the big picture is that, you know, Pluto is harmonized with their ascendant. So there's something about the death rebirth energy going on with them. Death, transformation, rebirth. So they're coming out of the death mode, going through transformation, but haven't quite been rebirthed yet.
Then how about 2025?
I think they're going to do fine. They're going to do well then. Because Pluto is going to harmonize with their Uranus, and it's going to, I mean, I think they have an interesting surprise factor for everybody. Good. A good one.
So XRP is very important crypto in this market, in this space. I don't know if you can see as far as November 2025 for XRP.
What do you want to know about November 2025?
It's supposed to be the beginning of something huge that they've been planning for many years.
Yeah, that could be about right. Pluto will be harmonizing with their Uranus pretty much exactly, and harmonizing with their natal Venus. So that could be a huge rebirth. That could be a huge opening for them for sure. By the way, they're going to have their Jupiter return this year in July.
What does that mean?
That's a good, you know, 12-year cycle. They were born in 2012, and then every 12 years, that's the Jupiter comes back to where it was in their chart. So it's happening this summer. So they could get a nice bump up.
Okay. Do you see that XRP will become like either the global currency, global reserve currency one day, or something?
People think that because it's very international. I understand people in other countries and Eastern Europe and other places definitely are a favorite. I think the potential is totally there for sure, because there's going to be some nice things happening to that chart. You know, next year, Pluto, Uranus, nice aspect. Then it moves to the Pluto with Venus, nice aspect in 2026. And then it will continue on through 27, 28, Pluto, nice aspect to the Jupiter. So yeah, that's a very strong possibility based on its chart.
So basically this summer, beginning of this summer, is the start of the upward movement?
Yeah, there'll be some indicators of upward movement for sure. And it could, again, I like XRP. It surprises everyone. So that will be fun.
There's rumor that the court date settlements is sometime this summer or spring. So once they done with the litigations, then I think things will move forward quickly.
That's always been the prediction when they've been done. So what do you see are tips for our listeners, SL?
So for the rest of the year, in everyone is trying to pick the top of the market, like when the market is top out for Bitcoin. My spirit guide said that the market doesn't top out until 2025 or 2026.
Right.
So I think it's 2025. I don't have the exact month.
Right.
Astrologer might have a better timeline for the month
right
for the top. So 2025, based according to my spirit guide, that's when the market top. I don't know the month. In terms of what coin will do well, one of the coin is BCH, Bitcoin Cash.
Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, Bitcoin Cash. I don't know the astrology of that coin, but it will do well for this cycle. I have the price predictions, but my price prediction doesn't have a date attached to it, similar to TA.
So heads up, everyone, Bitcoin Cash. What else is a good bet for people going forward?
Bitcoin Cash is good. And Doge is good because they provide me a chart. It's sort of like a hockey stick chart. It goes on parabolic. I don't have a date when I top out. Another coin that I think will do pretty good is Casper. I think Casper will do well in 2025.
I like Casper. Casper, the friendly crypto coin.
This Casper with a K, K-A-S-P-A, not with the C.
I know.
Yeah, I'm not sure why.
Making a joke. Casper, K-A-S-P-A.
Yeah, so Casper, I think in 2025, they will introduce, I think, smart contract, and they're working on, I think, Dark Knight, one of the upgrade. So should have some kind of completion or...
Yeah, I got a strong hit on that one, too, for next year. So people need to keep an eye on that.
Yeah. I mean, it launched right on the exact date of when Bitcoin topped out, I think November 10, 2021, when it was under a penny. Some people discovered them when it was under a penny they bought. Then it went up crazy a percentage amount, like I think like over 9,000%.
Wow.
In 2023. I mean, it's still doing well. It recovered much faster than XOM. That's what I noticed. It dropped, but it rebounds pretty quickly. So Casper, I like for long term, and even for this cycle, I think in 2025, it'll do well. Another coin that I think will do well is Injective. Well, right now, the price not good because it has gone up. You know, from a dollar to right now, 20-something dollars. Right now, Injective $24, $24.86. So if people got in when it was at a dollar in late 2023, they should keep in and will continue to do well. Another coin that those who got in early, around October 2023, Fetch AI, F-E-T-C-H, Fetch AI. That coin should rebound. I don't know the top, like what month will top out, but it should rebound quickly. And our coin that I like is Render, R-E-N-D-E-R.
Render will render some render gains.
Render is an AI coin. I think AI coin, the projects that like is bigger projects, the project that have the VC backing, those one is less risky to be in, rebounds quicker. There's a bunch of smaller AI coin that basically is being born every day. I mean, developer launch AI coin, like they press a bunch. I mean, there's so many AI coin. It just become a knockoff.
So AI, from AI but to people, cash. Let's talk about cash now.
Yeah, but people have to
two
be
alternate extremes. AI, I think cash should still be in everybody's wallet because it can't be tracked. And I know in the healer communities, and I am in a healer community and have been for years, that we like to pay each other with cash, ideally $100 denominations, to keep it in circulation. And because there is an energetic there, actually seeing cash is a connection to money. Yeah, we've had digital money for a long time now, but cash is the energetic vibration of money that has been around for a very long time. So I think it's very important that we're cognizant to keep it in circulation and to have plenty on hand and keep it circulating. What do you think, SL?
Yeah, I think cash is good because the U.S. government and the governments around the world, they want to get rid of cash. They want to go 100% digital of everything linked.
Right.
So they can monitor us.
No to that. That window is closed. People are conscious and we have our cash. But, thank you, SL.
But do you really think that cash will come back based on astrology or based on your...
Well, okay. My insight real fast and then we're going to say goodbye is that, okay, Aquarius age. We are in the Aquarius age. And what is a currency? It's an agreed upon form of exchange. And as we go through the changes the planet's going to go through, people will probably not always have access to electronics, to the grid. And so cash on hand will be recognized as a form of exchange, especially when some of the electronic modes aren't accessible. So that's my take on it.
Oh, good to know.
And my guest has been SL369. Thank you so much for coming back, SL, and sharing all this wonderful crypto energy on Crypto Cryptic Post Ecliptic. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Cosmic Scene with my guest, SL369, sharing lots of information on cryptocurrency and the coming months. If you enjoyed the episode, remember to subscribe, download, share, and give us a 5-star review. This is Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine, sending happy cryptocurrency visions into the quantum field.